Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the full year results 2019 conference call and live webcast. I am Sandra, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Robert Oudmayer, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sandra, and good morning, everyone. I'm here with Pascal Baritas, our CFO, and Volker Glowy, our Chief Risk Officer, to comment on the 2019 results. We have basically three sections before we go to questions. First, I'll give you some highlights. Then Pascal and Volker will run you in detail to the 2019 financial results. And I will come back for the strategy and outlook. If we go to page three, to the 2019 performance, I think we can say that we are pleased with the with a good performance in all business lines. The net income went up 3% to 159.2 million, which represents an EPS of 5.53. Total receivables up, as you can see, at 37%, with strong growth in auto and cards. The revenues up 9%, which is basically driven by cards fees, plus 9%, and the acquisition of Cashgate, which also only gives you 4 months of revenue in 2019. Loss rate stronger than in the past, with 0.8%. Volker will comment later in the deck on the reasons for this, and a little bit higher cost income ratio, mainly driven by the acquisition of Cashgate. Pascal will comment later on the cost income ratio. The ROE was at 15.7% with a solid Tier 1 capital ratio of 16.3, and we propose a 3.75 dividend, stable despite the acquisition of Cashgate, and in line is what we said when we acquired Cashgate. If you move to the next page, a little bit more detail on the products and the markets. Let's start with the personal loan market. So the personal loan market went up in the second year in a row, 6%. If you dig a little bit deeper in the 6%, you know, it's mainly the ticket size that went up. So if you look at the number of loans, it went up with, I think, 1 or 2%, and the main growth was in the ticket size. Probably the low interest rate environment pushes a higher ticket size. But it was the second year in a row that the market went up after some years of declining in the past. If you look at Chembra, our core receivables in personal loans went up 2%, and including Cashgate was 39%. So why we only 2% and the market about 6%? What you typically see with this high ticket size loans is this price is very important. So this is a lower price segment, and as you all know, we're not the lowest priced in the market. So I think stable performance, market share of 44% with fierce competition. I think we could mention that. There's a lot of pressure on price and a lot of people who are trying to get share on price. Loan book, more than 95% repriced. So basically, we are done with the whole repricing. Overall, I think a satisfactory year for personal loans with still a very strong market share. If you look at the auto loans and leases, first the new car registrations. So 4% up, 311,000. If you look 10 years back on this market, it is around 300,000, 320,000. So this was an average year. 15 was a very good year. We also had some lower years, but we are basically still on a very stable new registration of new cars level. Also, used cars very stable. If you look at the last 5 years, it's also a market that is extremely stable. If you look at the leasing market went up 7%. So the market in leasing is growing faster than the new car registrations. And if you look at the performance of Chembra, excluding Cashgate, we were also up 7%. So in line with the market. If you include Cashgate, you're coming to a 48% net financial receivables increase. Market share, 33%, excluding Cashgate, very stable at 70%. And basically, very strong year. Partnership performing very well, a good year for Honda, Hyundai, Harley-Davidson. E-vehicles is growing. If you look at the market, it used to be 1.7%. Last year it was 4.2%. Also in our portfolio, it's growing in line with the market. So strong performance on auto loans and leases, and receivables up extremely Cashgate with 7%, which in my view is a very good performance. Credit cards have another strong year. You see the transaction volumes up 5%. We went up 10% with the cards issues. the market share is now at 14%, so we're outperforming the market. Still, you know, all partnership performing very well. Migros performing very well. Fnac performing very well. TCS performing very well. Strong presence in contactless remains as well. We have 21% market share in NFC. So we are quite pleased with another very strong year in the credit cards. We move to the next page. 2019 key focus areas. I just want to highlight a few of the focus areas of 19, and basically on growth, digitization, and product development. If you look at growth, and we talk about Cashgate on the next page, so this is all excluding Cashgate. We renewed the partnership with Fnac, which I think is a good thing because we continue to diversify in our credit cards. Also, the Lipo is a new retail partnership. It will go live somewhere in this year, but the contract was recently signed. I think also interesting is the cooperation with Microbank to develop a new credit card, which will bring us to a different market, because today we are typically very active in the retail market with retail customers. Here we come to service a bank, which is a different market with probably good volumes but lower margins. But basically it opens up a new market for us. Executing on all the other partnerships, as I mentioned on the page before, so very happy with basically all the relationships we have. And also, now double the revenue of Swiss Billing, so Swiss Billing is getting step-by-step scale. If you look at the digital world that we're in, as we announced last year, we want to invest quite a bit in digital. We implemented a new CRM platform. the customer onboarding system is going to be a single system for basically all product lines. We're implementing it as we speak, so we did a piece last year. We're going to do a piece this year. Also, Cashgate will be involved in this one. quite some focus on the mobile-first solution for cards, so self-servicing for cards. I think the next step for us in credit cards is really digitizing the whole customer service and being really mobile on credit cards. It will take a bit of time. I don't think we will be live this year, but I think we put the foundation in 19 up there, starting execution in 20, and hopefully we will have some results in 21 there. Then also investing in paperless office, we're getting more and more digital, and we're spending quite some money in basically new printing solutions and being more digital. On the product development side, two things. First, Chamber of Business. So I all invite everybody after this call to just click on the website, the www.chamberbusiness.ch. You will see our value proposition there. We went live with family and friends basically in December. We tested the solution, and the 17th of February we had a big go live. So we are live. There's quite a large marketing campaign out right now. I don't think the goals are changing for Chamber Business, but we are live. I think it looks quite nicely. So let's see. It's a bit early to tell you the results as we are live only 3 days, but I mean the first signs look very promising. Then on the Swiss Billing side, we signed a contract with Local Search, which is Swisscom, to provide invoice financing for all small enterprises. It's a 5-year contract that will start this year, so that will give Swiss Billing even more size, and hopefully, you know, we'll keep the growth going on Swiss Billing as well. On the next page, a quick update on the Cashgate integration. Basically, three topics. First is the whole consolidation from branches and offices. Then the second one is the business integration, the third one is the commercial consolidation. On the network and the consolidation, we combined already headquarters in Zurich and Lausanne in December. So basically all the people who used to sit in the Cashgate headquarters, and the Aduna headquarters sitting with us now, everything is moved. Then we have still to integrate the Chamber branches and the Cashgate branches, which is foreseen for April, and it's fully on track. So we expect to close basically 7 branches in April, May, and then go back to 17 branches. Look at business integration. I think one of the nicest thing that we had was that we almost could maintain all the people from Cashgate. So basically, I think 90% of the people signed new contracts and staying with us. They signed, it's closed. They will have their contracts starting the 1st of March, but they're all here and they're all in. And I think we can really maintain a large part of the population, which is what we wanted because we didn't buy Cashgate only for the assets, but also for the people. The TSA agreements are strong in execution. So I think that's all on track. If you look at what we have to do this year, On the single origination system, we also need to include Cashgate. So we will have basically all businesses on one single origination system in the coming years. And then the back end, it will take a bit longer. It will also proceed to take a bit longer. That will happen in 2021-22 when we basically got to replace our back end for auto and loans. We're also on track. If you look at the commercial consolidation, the B2B, which is basically car dealers, brokers, everything is originated on one system. So we are single brand from the 1st of Jan. So basically, if you are a car dealer, there's only one way you can apply for a lease, which is to the Cembra single brand origination system. The same applies for brokers. On the B2C side, the branches are still basically dual brand till April, because when we integrate all the branches, it's going to be single brand as well. However, we also will have a Cashgate online value proposition where we basically compete on the lower price level with Cembra, and that's going to be live as well. Since the 1st of January, it's going to be live. So what's pending? I think in general, the whole customer experience and the digital transformation, that will be a journey that will continue for the next 2 or 3 years. With that, I'd like to hand over to Pascal, who's going to talk about the 19 financial results.
Thank you, Robert, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to report a very good performance across all businesses, with the net income of 159.2 million and the EPS of 5.53 for the full year 2019. This is slightly above the range of 5.20-5.50 we gave with the half year's results last summer. We also see a steady revenue growth across all businesses driven by organic and inorganic activities. And I want to remind that the Cashgate figures have been included in the Cembra full year results for the last 4 years of the year since the completions of the acquisitions on September 2nd, 2019. The net revenues rose by 9% to 479.7 million or 4% excluding Cashgate. The drivers for this 4% organic growth was the solid momentum in auto financing and the continued growth in the credit card business. The interest income grew by 9% as a result of these acquisitions and the higher credit card volumes. And the interest expense was 34% higher at 27.8 million. This is reflecting the 1.8 billion increase in funding and partially offset by lower repricing of term deposits. The commissions and fees income increased by 14%. This is influenced again by the acquisitions and thanks to the strong credit cards fee income, as well as other income, mainly Swiss billing related to the invoice financing. As already mentioned by Robert, the solid performance in the credit card business was driven by higher number of cards, plus 10%. In terms of number of cards, plus 10% in terms of volumes, and plus 16% in terms of number of transactions. The growth of commissions of fees of the credit card business was 9% for the full year, respectively 11.3% for the first half of the year, and 7.5% for the second half of the year. The reductions in the second half of the year was also impacted by the reductions of the MasterCard international interchange fees on purchases made in the European economic area. This change do not affect the domestic transactions or the transactions outside the EEA. For these transactions impacted, the average interchange was 1.6% and reduced since October 2019 to 30 bips for point-of-sale transactions and 150 bips for online transactions. The overall impact of this change is expected to be around 5 million on revenues in 2020. The share of the total net revenues generated from commissions and fees increased to 31% compared to 30% last year. The provisions for losses decreased by 5 million, despite the expanding loan portfolio, and Volker will later comment on it. The increase in revenues and the very strong loss performance were partially offset by a 20% increase in operating expense, and largely attributable to the acquisitions. I will come back later on this point. Finally, normalized for the acquisitions, the net income growth was slightly higher than the net revenue growth. On the next page, net revenue by sources. So the net financing receivables rose by 37% to a record 6.6 billion as a result of the consolidations of Cashgate. Despite the strong competitions, as already mentioned by Robert, Cembra organic assets growth, excluding Cashgate, was 6%. In the personal loan business, receivables increased by 38%, respectively, as 2% excluding Cashgate. Interest income in the personal loan business increased by 7%, and the yield was 7.5%. The yield of the Cembra portfolio, excluding Cashgate, was slightly higher than the 8%, and we expect the combined portfolio to stabilize around 7.5% in 2020. The net financing receivables in auto lease grew by 48% to 2.9 billion in a reporting period, respectively 7% excluding Cashgate. Interest income was 12% higher with the yield of 4.5%. The reductions in yield is due to the change in the business mix of the Cembra portfolio with higher portions of electric vehicles as well as the Cashgate integrations. The anticipated yield for this portfolio is to be around 4.5% in 2020. Finally, the net financing receivables on the cards grew by 9%, and the interest income in the cards by 11%, with 8% yield expected to be stable in 2020. On the operating expense, so we mentioned earlier the 20% increase to 231.8 million. Personal expense went up 14% following addition 180 FTEs in 2019, including 134 employees from Cashgate. The general administrative expense rose by 28%, mainly as a result of the integrations of Cashgate, together with continued investments in technology and in innovation. Last year, at the same period of the year, we announced that we would invest around 40 million in digitization and product development for the period 2019-2021, and we incurred 13 for 2019. The cost income ratio increased to 48.3%, excluding the acquisitions and its transactions, integrations cost. The cost income ratio was 45.5%. On the balance sheet, I already commented the increase in the net financing receivables and the 1.8 billion increase in funding will be commented later. Increase in other assets is mainly driven by the 141 million goodwill and the 52 million intangible assets estimated at the close of the Cashgate transactions. The shareholders' equity increased by 17%, and this is predominantly related to the sale of the treasury shares in July 2019 and the retained earnings for the 2019 period. Let's spend a bit of time on Cashgate and the financial impact of the acquisition. As Robert mentioned earlier, we are very pleased with the progress we make with the integrations, and we are on track to deliver the expected 25 to 30 million incremental income from these transactions, as announced at the time of the transactions in summer last year. Out of the 37% increase in net financing receivable for Cembra Group, 31 or 1.5 billion came as of from Cashgate. We incurred in 2019 8 million of integrations and transactions cost, out of the 25 million expected in total for the Cashgate integrations. And finally, the normalized net revenues of 27 million were in line with the expectations. The net asset values acquired of 85 million is 31% of the total of the purchase price, and this is in line with our estimate disclosed with the half year's results last year. Finally, with the acquisitions, we entered into the committed bridge facility of 1.45 billion and the 150 million midterm loan. In the meantime, the bridge facility of 1.45 billion has been fully paid off through debt instruments, hybrid, equity, and deposits. And for the 150 million syndicated term loan, we paid 75 million, and the remaining debt at your end was 75 million. On the funding, the funding portfolio raised by 42% or 1.8 billion to 6.1 billion at your end. And this is, as we mentioned earlier, mainly driven by the capital market transactions mentioned earlier to finance the increase of the net financing receivables from the acquisitions. The weighted average remaining maturity was 2.9 years, and the period end funding cost declined from 49 to 44 basis points. We slightly increased our maturity with the refinancing of our acquisitions to take advantage of the current favorable interest rate environment. Finally, the leverage ratio amounted to 12.5%. I would like to hand over to Volker to comment on the provision policy. Please, Volker.
Yeah, thank you, Pascal, and good morning, everyone. For 2019, I think we can report a quite strong loss performance of 45.1 million Swiss francs, which translates into a loss rate of 0.8%. In comparison to prior years, this is rather low, and it's also largely driven by a one-off effect that was already highlighted during our half-year earnings call. This one-off related to a better synchronization of collections and write-off procedures in a particular segment of personal loans, and these are the ones with the longer contractual tenors. Because in this segment, we saw an increasing number of accounts being written off prior to verifying the collectability of the underlying assets. Therefore, then, the moment in time when an account in this segment is charged off the balance sheet was deferred by 2 months, which gives us now an extended time period to progress on collections activities and specifically also on the debt enforcement, which is a quite powerful tool in the collections process. And by that, we can better check the collectability of these assets. This was implemented in June 19 and consequently led to this one-off effect, which is a timing effect for 2 months. As we implemented in June, it's been valid for June and July, so it affects both half-year results. But nonetheless, despite the one-off, it's important to highlight that also the underlying loss performance has been quite strong, because if we normalize for the one-off and look at the adjusted loss rate, we report 0.9%, which is still quite strong compared to the previous years. We have always been oscillating around a loss rate of 1% in the past years, and while 2018 was slightly worse, we now in 2019 see a result that is slightly better, which is probably also a reflection of a strong macro environment in Switzerland in 2019, but probably also a reflection of the diligence and the consistency in our loss mitigation strategies. When it comes to the asset quality, we can report 30-plus delinquencies at 1.8%, which is exactly the same level as the past years. If we normalize that metric for the one-off effect that was mentioned, it actually would have been 1.6%, so slightly better than the last years. Same goes for the NPL ratios. Here we report a number of 0.6%, but again, if we normalize for the one-off, we would have been at 0.4%. Due to this stability that we have seen, we also for the current year, we would not foresee any deviation from what we have seen in the past years, which leads us then to stating an expectation for 2020 that the loss performance will be in line with prior years. And with that, I hand it then back to Pascal to give an overview on the capital position.
Thank you, Volker. We remain very well capitalized with the solid Tier 1 capital ratio of 16.3%, which is within the 16 to 17 range indicated for 2019 at the time of the acquisitions last year. The risk-weighted assets increased by 36% in line with the net financing receivables growth. This is a stronger than expected increase at the time of the acquisitions, driven by higher receivables from CashGate transactions as well as organic growth. Given Cembra's solid financial performance, the Board of Directors will recommend a dividend of 3.75 per share at the next AGM, which translates into a payout ratio of 68%. Given that the organic growth and the cash gate assets were stronger than expected, and in order to maintain our financial flexibilities, ChangeBra does not propose to cancel the remaining treasury shares at the next AGM. Thank you for listening, and with that, I would like to hand over to Robert for the Outlook 2020.
Thank you, Pascal. Thank you, Volker. Just to wrap the whole story up, if you look at 2020, I think this is going to be a year that you have to focus on execution. Not that we normally don't execute, but I think we do always execute, but I think 2020 is especially a year where we have to deliver on what we basically started in 2019. So one is just to continue to deliver in all business lines. I think we have a very strong core business, and we will continue to deliver in all businesses. So maintain the organic growth and also compensate the pressure on margins and fees by growth. There is pressure on margins. You've seen that on the personal loan side, on the auto side. We'll be growing also quite a lot. Second priority is really complete the integration of Cashgate. Everything is on track. I think we're doing very well, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and we have to finalize as much as we can the integration of Cashgate in 2020. The third part is really look at the cards business. Now, we are serving now more than 1 million customers, and more than all those almost we're serving now more than 1 million customers, and a large part of those customers are credit card customers. So we want to further improve the CRM and the self-servicing, be a much better online provider also from cards. We want to develop the new card for Microbank, and also looking at new partnerships again, as always. So I think cards is getting more and more important for us, and we want to try to continue to grow the cards business. Then the fourth one is capitalizing new products. SME is live. SME looks quite nice, I would say. Try to look at the website afterwards. We want to do this step by step. So there's no big rush there. We're not going to grow it a lot, but I think on the long term, this is an area of growth that we really see good opportunities. Then execute on the Swiss Billing partnership is LocalCert. LocalCert is the biggest deal that Swiss Billing ever signed. So we need to put it live now in the coming months, and we want to execute on really this partnership. The last one is basically a new point, but not an important point. Sustainability is getting more and more important also for ChangeBra. So we have now a management board committee on sustainability. Sustainability is a part of the remuneration of management from 2020 onwards. In the annex is a page on sustainability, what we want to do. I think it goes a bit far in this call to really explain what we're doing, but it's going to be a part of our priorities for 2020, and really I recommend you to look at also the annual report, where we will have quite a section on sustainability. If you look at the outlook and guidance, the outlook for 2020, a moderate organic revenue growth, and also the full-year impact of Cashgate acquisition. I think one of the challenges we have, how much of the revenues can we maintain that we got from Cashgate, but I think we are good on track there. Strict cost management, like always, but even more important, I think, now with the whole Cashgate integration. As focused at a stable loss performance in line with prior years, and an expected 2020 EPS between 575 and 605. Looking at the medium targets, ROE remains above 15%, the Tier 1 capital of 17%, the dividend payout remains unchanged at 60 to 70%, and return excess capital above 90%. And then, as we promised basically at the acquisition of Cashgate, we still have in our goals very strongly incremental net income of 25 to 30 million expected from the Cashgate acquisition, and a cost income ratio below 44%. With that, I will hand it over to the questions, and we're happy to answer all your questions.